How can you put somebody in state? Get them to remember a time and actually get them in that memory and actually relive it. There's a word for that. When you have someone step into experience, we call it being fully associated. So you put the cook in the kitchen, you get them fully associated. So we use the cook metaphor, say, okay, John, come to the kitchen. When John gets in the kitchen, he gets in what? And as he's in state, he gets fully associated. So he goes, oh yeah, I know. And he reaches over here to grab this and he's about to throw it in the bowl and you go, stop, what do you got there? Because you want to know what ingredient it is, right? And you see it's flour. You want to know the amounts and quality. So you go, okay, let's measure it. It's 4 cups and the quality is grade AAA wheat flour. Okay, boom, drop it in. Now there's a problem. You knocked him out of, because you broke his, so you got to put him back in. So this is what you do with a person too. You say, okay, John, remember where you were, okay? You're here in the room, right? You're here in the kitchen, right? You reached over, got a handful of flour, and he goes, oh yeah, and he's back in what? State, fully what? Associated. You ask him, how's it feel? Where are you? Okay, I'm there, okay, great. Boom, he reaches something else, he's about to throw it in, you go, stop! What is that? You open his hand, you notice the second ingredient is chocolate. You notice number 2 in the sequence, right? You find out what's the amount. It's 6 pounds of chocolate, right? And it's dark chocolate, right? Grade AAA chocolate, right? And so he puts that in, and as soon as he puts it in, you knocked him out of what? State. So you got to put him back in where he gets fully. So you ask him questions, say, John, remember you described to him, you get him to remember, remember where you are, John, here you are, reached over the flour, chocolate, he goes, oh yeah, yeah. He grabs something else, about to throw it in. He goes, stop, what is it? You see the third ingredient, it's tuna. Think of chocolate cake right now. Think of chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Just providing you with some new choices of imagery if you would like to change your association to chocolate cake. You continue with this until John is done and then you see how he cooks in his oven. Now, how do you know if you have someone's strategy? Simple. You put the cook in the kitchen and you say, John, now I'm going to tell you what to do. Get 4 cups of grade AAA wheat flour. Okay, go get the chocolate. Go get the tuna. Go get that. You do the whole thing. Cook it at 75 degrees, at 375 or 675, whatever it is. Now let's taste it. Is the texture the same? Is the moisture the same? Wow, we got it. If you don't got it, you missed something. So you go back and do it again.